The Guardian.
The Guardian had been quite interested in finding out some stuff about Ray Lewis's past history. Myself and Matthew Taylor from the news desk had presented four questions to the mayor's office to put to Ray Lewis relating to things he'd done in the past. We wanted to know why he had left the prison service in December 2001. We wanted to know why he thought that Newham Council in East London had stopped funding his respect camp, the Eastside Young Leaders Academy, which is what Boris was so enthusiastic about, Boris Johnson was so enthusiastic about in the first place, why they had done that. And we wanted to know why the Diocese of Chelmsford, which included a church where he worked as and practiced as a minister of the Church of England, had, we were told, revoked his licence, meaning that he couldn't practice as a minister any longer. And we wanted to know also, there was a sort of gap in his CV as it appears on his organisation's website. We wanted to know what he'd been doing in those two or three years. We were sort of waiting for our answers yesterday, and then suddenly the word went out that there was going to be a press conference called at 4 o'clock, and so we sort of dropped everything and rushed down there. At the same time as The Guardian had been making its inquiries, Channel 4 had also been quite interested in certain things they'd heard about his past, and they were there as well. And I think they'd been intending to publish them, broadcast them last week, but hadn't been able to.
Did The Guardian and Channel 4 and the other assembled members of the press get the answers they were looking for?
No, I think we were quite surprised, or certainly I was surprised. I didn't know what was going to happen. I thought it was quite possible that Lewis would be suspended temporarily, or perhaps would resign. This is in the light of the recent resignation of James McGrath, who was Boris Johnson's sort of second in command, and of his second deputy chief of staff, I think he was. And he stepped down after making, you know, a rather clumsy remark about what Caribbean Londoners would be sort of welcome to leave the country if they didn't like Boris Johnson. And it was a kind of arguable remark. It was a clumsy remark, but he resigned. Now, the stories that were being looked into by ourselves and Channel 4 were potentially rather more serious. So we were quite surprised when Ray Lewis and Boris Johnson came forward at this press conference and were absolutely adamant that there was no foundation to any of the things that were being suggested.
Yesterday's press conference, a mayor of London standing by his aide, pledging to investigate allegations of wrongdoing. It's all strangely familiar. Ken Livingstone, Boris's predecessor, of course, he stood by Lee Jasper, trusted aide. Jasper has to resign, even though nothing has actually ever proved about against him.
Well, that's right. Livingstone stuck by Jasper for a long time. And Livingstone, of course, some people said would have been much better to have just parked Lee Jasper in a lay-by, you know, until the election was over, and then we'll deal with it. But that's not how Ken does his business.
Ray Lewis introduced the Tory leader David Cameron as My Friend Dave.
That's
as
right.
A community project in East London earlier this year.
Yeah.
How damaging could all this be to David Cameron and the wider Conservative project?
Well, I think it could be very embarrassing indeed for the Conservatives, not only because of the Boris Johnson connection, but because the first place that David Cameron went to after he was elected leader of the Conservative Party in, I think, 2005, he went straight down to Ray Lewis's academy to be seen, to be interested in this project and the approach it was taking towards trying to help potentially wayward boys back onto the straight and narrow. So the Conservative Party has a lot of investment in Ray Lewis. The board of the academy is chaired by Stephen Norris, who ran for London Mayor, former MP, ran for London Mayor in 2000-2004, advised Johnson during his campaign, and has been put by Johnson on the board of the London Development Agency and Transport for London, a trusted advisor. He chairs the board, and Francis Maude, senior Conservative shadow minister, is also on the board. So there's a lot of Tory investment in this guy.
The inquiry that the mayor announced yesterday gets underway today. The mayor says it's going to be independent. Who's conducting it?
We don't know. They weren't saying anything about that, and overnight. And so it's a bit of a mystery until later today, when hopefully all will be revealed. But I think the terms of reference of this inquiry, and as you allude to, the people who are going to be doing it, will be extremely interesting.
Dave, many thanks. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.